The white South African novelist J.M. Coetzee has a new book, Age of Iron. His earlier novels include From the Heart of the Country, Waiting for the Barbarians, and The Life and Times of Michael Kay, which won Britain's Booker Prize in 1983. Book critic John Leonard says Coetzee hits hard again.
From J.M. Coetzee, we've come to expect muscular and disquieting allegories, enigmatic parables about power, nightmare landscapes, fractured identity. As if written in code to confound a censor, his earlier novels could have belonged to the underground literature of almost any repressive culture, in Eastern Europe or Latin America. With Age of Iron, however, he confronts South Africa head-on, and they probably wish he'd kept on being enigmatic. The South Africa we visit in these pages is beyond decency or shame, pity or contempt. Not even blacks are spared the writer's savage lash, though they seem to have been forgiven in advance as time runs out on apartheid. Then again, maybe they aren't. Find out for yourself. What we're supposed to be reading is a long letter from Mrs. Curran to her daughter in America. Before she retired, Mrs. Curran taught classics at the university. She refers to Socrates and Aeneas. She writes like Thucydides, lucid, austere, but she disdains the comradeship of warriors, then and now. The Germans had comradeship, she says, and the Japanese, and the Spartans. Comradeship is nothing but a mystique of death, of killing and dying, masquerading as what you call a bond. It is just another of those icy, exclusive, death-driven male constructions. Mrs. Curran is dying of cancer, and so is her country. Cancer is used as a metaphor in Age of Iron in exactly the manner Susan Sontag so deplores. It is said to be the accumulation of shame. Like the Afrikaner government, Mrs. Curran is pregnant with this shame, these cold, obscene swellings, children inside me eating more every day, not growing but bloating, toothed, clawed, forever cold and ravenous. She accuses her daughter of having abandoned her, but she's really abandoned herself, any keenness of feeling or capacity to love. If cancer is the white metaphor, iron is the black metaphor. A black boy she doesn't even like is murdered by the police while hiding in her house. As a protest against this murder, and against apartheid, Mrs. Curran considers burning herself alive. I thought I'd burn well, she says. But blacks would not, she thinks. It would be like trying to burn figures of pig iron or lead. They might lose their sharpness of contour, but when the flame subsided, they would still be there, heavy as ever. When I walk upon this land, this South Africa, I have a gathering feeling of walking upon black faces. They are dead, but their spirit has not left them. They lie there heavy and obdurate, waiting to be raised up again. Millions of figures of pig iron floating under the skin of the earth, the Age of Iron waiting to return. An older black man, an alcoholic vagrant despised by the young militants, moves in with Mrs. Curran. Somehow, out of the smoke and weeping, they achieve, well, a solicitude. I have fallen and he has caught me, she tells her daughter. It is not he who fell under my care when he arrived, nor I who fell under his. We fell under each other, and have tumbled and risen since then in the flights and swoops of that mutual election. Is she the last white liberal? Is he the angel of death? Is this a comradeship immune to icy mystique? Can there ever be forgiveness? I don't know. All I know is that Age of Iron is a baffling book with a terrible beauty, a plague on everybody's house.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Age of Iron by J.M. Coetzee.